yeshiva for his son. So he founded a yeshiva. In 1802, he founded the Baruch of Yeshiva. The yeshiva lasted for 90 years and was closed by the Russian government in 1892. So Rav Chaim Volozhin has a very famous comment on a passage in the Zohar, on the Pasuk, and today said that the Zohar is a commentary on the Chumash, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. So there's a passage in today's Sedra. The Zohar has the following comment. Yaakov Avinu is on his way to go down to Egypt after Yosef revealed himself to the brothers. And Hashem appears to Yaakov Avinu. He's very petrified. He's very nervous. He never lived in Chutz Lares. He did, but he enjoys living in Eretz Yisrael much better. He doesn't want to go to Chutz Lares. He doesn't want to go to Egypt. Hashem tells him, you go to Egypt and everything, I'm going to watch over you. Everything's going to be fine. So when Hashem appears to Yaakov Avinu, he calls him by his name twice. Yaakov, Yaakov. You have earlier by the Akedah, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructed Avraham Avinu should bring the son by the Akedah, and then Avraham Avinu was about to shech the son as a korban Hashem. He understood Hashem told him to bring the son as a korban, he was prepared to do it. Then the Malach appears to Avraham Avinu, he says, Avraham, Avraham, Vayom Hineni, he calls his name twice. So in the printed Chumashim, you take a look, when it says by the Akedah, Avraham, Avraham, there's a bar, there's a line in between the first time Avraham and second. By Yaakov, Yaakov, and today said there also there's a bar in the Sefer Torah. You don't have any. You don't have the Chaprit, you don't have the Nekudas, you don't have the Psik, you don't have the bar. The bar means that when the Valkyrie is laying, he's supposed to pause a little bit. Abraham, Abraham, and Yaakov, Yaakov is supposed to pause a little bit. And later in Chumash, Chumash Mos, when Hashem appears to Moshe Rabbeinu the first time, he refers to him, Moshe, Moshe, and there's no Psik, there's no bar in the printed Chumash. Sefer Torah, there's no bars for anything, but it means when the Balkari lays, he's supposed to lay motion, motion together, not supposed to pause in between. Why in the world is there a difference between Moshe, Moshe on the one hand, and Yaakov, Yaakov, and Abraham, Abraham on the other hand? So the Zohar has a cryptic comment. The Zohar is written in Aramaic, not the same Aramaic that we used to when we studied Gemara. It's a more difficult kind of Aramaic. So Chaim Volozhin explains in his Sefer what the Zohar was talking about on this passage. He explains as follows. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings people into the world, every person, every man, a woman, Jewish, non-Jewish, every person has a certain potential. Some people are geniuses. They can accomplish a lot. Other people are just plain people. They can't accomplish so much. Some people are cut out to become presidents of the United States. Other people, it's not shy. It's not possible. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps a file in heaven, so to speak. Every person has his own potential. Avraham Avinu had a certain potential. Yaakov Avinu had a certain potential. Moshe Rabbeinu had a certain potential. The question is, when we're born into the world and we're educated and we get married and we start leading our lives, do we live up to that potential or not? So most people do not live up to their potential. So there's a big gap, there's a big space between theoretically, the word Avraham Avinu could have become. Avraham Avinu was a great tzaddik, but still, the Zohar means to say he didn't live up to his potential. So there's a pause between Abraham and Abraham, the Abraham in the file cabinet upstairs in heaven, what potential he had, and the way he actually turned out. There's a big gap. And Yaakov Avinu also was a great tzaddik, but he did not live up to his greatest potential. The only one who lived up to his maximum potential was Moshe Rabbeinu. He dedicated his whole life to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why when you read Moshe, Moshe, there's no psit. You read both names together because Moshe in real life really lived up to his potential. That's what he was able to accomplish, and that's exactly what he did accomplish. That's what the pasuk tells us. He was the greatest Navi. There is a pasuk in Navi which describes it as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu sheds three tears every day. God doesn't have a body, he doesn't have eyes, he doesn't cry, but the Loshon D'Riyadon is if God is upset about three different things. So the Gemara discusses what are the three tears that Hashem says sheds every day. He cries over great tragedies that occur in the world. So the Gemara says two out of the tears that Hashem says cries every day is over the people who are misplaced. They couldn't figure out what they're supposed to do with their lives. Some people think they belong in medicine and they really belong in learning. Other people belong in learning and they went into medicine. People went into the wrong field. People thought they should become a doctor, they should become a lawyer. People should become a lawyer, they became a doctor. Then you do the wrong thing. The Rabbanu Shalom creates everybody with a certain potential. You have to figure out what your mission
And life is that you have to try to fulfill your potential to the maximum. So that's one of the important lessons that we learn from today's sefer. That when the Chumash writes that Hashem appeared to Yaakov Avinu on his way down to Egypt, and he calls his name twice, Yaakov, Yaakov, there's a psik in the printed Chumash, there's a psik to imply that there's a gap. Valkyrie is supposed to pause a little bit when he means Yaakov, Yaakov, to imply that most of the tzaddikim in this world and most people in the world do not live up to their potential. And that's considered a great tragedy. The only one in the Chumash of the Tanakh who really lived up to his potential was Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Gemara has an expression that sometimes a person is roi to be as great as Moshe Rabbeinu. How can a person be as great as Moshe Rabbeinu? The pasuk says there was no one, no prophet was as great as Moshe Rabbeinu. Means it's possible for people to live up to their potential. We don't have the great potential that Moshe Rabbeinu had, but we can, whatever potential we do have, we can all try and attempt to live up to that potential. Should all take this lesson to heart in your life. How about Slocha? Good Shabbos, everybody.
Obvious. Thank you.